According to the Arizona Department of Health Services, STDs have been on the rise since 2016. In fact, the CDC said last year the national rise in STDs is a growing threat. Now come the 2017 numbers, and they have not gone down. In fact, Maricopa County cases spiked 14% in 2017. The show's Paige Phelps spoke with Jessica Rigler with the Arizona Department of Health Services Public Health Preparedness. More about it.
As we monitor our STD data statewide, we've seen about a 20% increase in cases across the state from 2017 to 2018, and that's about 4,000 cases so far year to date of an increase.
The CDC said nationally last year that STDs are a clear warning of a growing threat, and they're limiting public health agencies' ability to respond. Is that something we're seeing in Arizona?
We are certainly seeing a significant increase in STDs in Arizona, and it is challenging to respond to this increase for a number of reasons. Resources, of course, is one of them. It's hard to ensure that enough people have the information to go out and get tested, get screened for STDs.
Is there a specific zip code this is concentrated in?
We track data at a state level, and so we monitor by county primarily. We see high rates of STDs across the state, but depending on the type of STD, we see different patterns. Often we've got higher rates of STDs in our northern counties, but also the central part of the state, including Maricopa County, is pretty significantly affected.
Last year we read about an unexpected rise in STDs for senior citizens. Is this part of that data, or what age groups are affected here?
All age groups are affected by STDs. While we do see STDs in senior citizens, really the majority of our cases are centered in youths, those between the ages of 15 and 29.
So we've got rises in chlamydia, gonorrhea. What else are we seeing?
Syphilis is the other STD that we really have our eye on as it relates to rises. And part of that reason is because syphilis can have a very severe effect on pregnant women and their babies. It can lead to miscarriage and stillbirth. And so we really want to keep an eye on syphilis to make sure that we're protecting pregnant women and babies.
What are some of the theories for these new numbers?
There are a lot of reasons behind these increases in STDs. Of course, one of them, as epidemiologists, we point out that when you look for diseases more, you're going to find them more. So when you increase your surveillance or screening, you'll find more people who are sick. So that's one of the reasons that we're seeing an increase, is that there's just better surveillance out there. For example, a lot of times people would go in for gonorrhea testing, and they'd also have to request a second test for chlamydia. Now those tests can be combined, so people are getting a two-in-one, so we're able to identify co-infections there. Also, physicians are now screening at multiple body sites at once, and so instead of just going in and getting a screening at one body site, they can swab multiple sites on the body, so they're better able to detect infections. And then we think another reason for the increase, unfortunately, is that with the rise in use of dating apps, people may be having more sexual partners, which could increase their risk for STDs.
Jessica Rigler with the Arizona Department of Health Services. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.